We're with Joel Morgan, and Joel's going to do something for the high school. Sounds kind of special. Tell us about
it. Yeah, it's going to be special. It's going to be fun. You know, it started as a joke a little bit, I think, more than a few months back when they started the groundbreaking at Hannah Field. I had joked with Superintendent Johnson that, you know, maybe if we want to raise money, we should lock Steve Yurnes in at Hannah Field and get people to pay to get him out. And we thought no one would want to pay to get Steve Yurnes out of Hannah Field. No, it was a joke that we started. And then Josh said, maybe we should put you in here. And we kind of got things worked out. So what I'm going to do is someone from the committee, from the fundraising committee, has my house key. So I don't have access to my house. So I can't go home until we raise the money that we need to help support this Hannah Field restoring the legacy project. So, you know, the fundraising committee's done a really good job. Their goal was $500,000 by September 1st, and they came so close. $490,000 is what they raised, which is a good amount of money from the spring.
Wow.
And we want to try to bridge that gap. So the goal is $10,000 before this is all said and done. That'd be nice to get that round figure that they were looking for and help support the Hannah Field project. And we have our Dakota Insurance is our initial. They made the initial donation, so they started it off with $250, so it's actually $10,000 minus $250. But we're at $250 right now, and they've challenged all the insurance agencies in town to match that. And we're encouraging everyone to donate and everyone to maybe challenge a friend or challenge a business or challenge someone to help us restore the legacy at Hannah Field.
That's great. So $10,000, that's the goal, to get Joel's key back to his house and, of course, get some good money for the project.
That's the goal. So we're going to I'll be out there at Hannah Field. Now, I'll be out there as much as I can. Josh is going to let me do some work release stuff. So I'll get to come into the station here and there. We'll get some volleyball in the middle of things. And, but it's going to be a good fun, something a little bit different, something unique and the perfect time, of course, cause it's Spirit Week this week. So, showing all of us get to show our Highliner pride in this whole thing and, to donate now, listen to KOVC, listen to our stations. I'll let you know when I'm out there and, you can come and you can bring me a check or however you want to donate to this project. You can stop out to the school offices. You can go to highliner.org. They'll get you the information. Or you can stop out to the station and donate. And we'll have plenty of opportunities throughout the week. So if you see me, I'm not skirting my responsibility of being in Hannah Field. If you see me out and about, but just know that it's borrowed time because I'll have to be back at Hannah Field soon enough. But any donation you can make will help towards the cause of restoring the legacy and hopefully get me back home.
That's great. There's our sports director, Joel Morgan, here on AM 1490 KOVC and 96.3 FM, your voice of the valley.